The drive toward war with Iraq encountered more diplomatic challenges this past week. Chief United Nations Weapons Inspector Hans Blix and International Atomic Energy Agency Chief Mohammed El-Baradei reported improved cooperation by Iraq in the inspections process. Secretary of State Colin Powell faced stiff resistance from Security Council members China, France, Germany, and Russia. They all said Blix and his team should be given more time to verify Iraq's disarmament. And this weekend, NATO ministers met in Brussels to resolve a standoff over the defense of Turkey in the event of war with Iraq. Joining us now is Walter Russell Mead, a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. He's in our New York bureau. Good morning, Walter.
Good morning.
What do you think? Will yesterday's massive outpouring of opposition to the war against Iraq have any effect on the opinions of government officials in Europe or in the U.S.?
Probably not. In Italy, the demonstrations are led by Berlusconi's political opposition. In Germany, the government already is more or less doing what the demonstrators would like it to do. And Tony Blair has staked his political career on this, and he's not going to be stirred by some opposition in the streets, I think.
What about here?
It was no surprise to the Bush administration that there are a lot of people in Europe and the United States who don't like its Iraq policy, but I don't think it's going to make a difference.
NATO is divided by disagreement over Iraq. France, Germany, and Belgium have resisted efforts to prepare for the defense of NATO member Turkey should a military assault be launched against Iraq. Today, officials are meeting on a compromise. What do you think may happen there?
Well, I think compromise is in everybody's interest and will probably go along. To some degree, this was a diplomatic victory, oddly enough, for the United States, in that it sort of underlined the degree to which Turkey doesn't have good friends in France and Germany, and it tends, I think, to strengthen U.S.-Turkish relations.
The New York Times is reporting that the U.S. and the United Kingdom are planning to introduce this week a new Security Council resolution authorizing the use of force against Iraq. How much of a setback do you think was dealt to the U.S. and its allies by Friday's presentation by the inspectors?
Well, I don't think much was caused by the presentation of the inspectors. It's still the case that Iraq is in violation of 1441. The setback was the determination, clear determination of France to deepen its opposition to action through the Security Council.
That and applause from people who were watching, other members of the United Nations who were at that Security Council meeting, it gave a very strong impression of opposition.
That's correct. But again, I think it almost didn't matter what the inspectors said. Minds are made up on this, and the Blix reports are basically ink blots. People who think that Saddam Hussein should be removed read those and say, see, it proves he should be removed. People who don't want war read them and say, see, it proves we don't need a war. Nothing changes as a result of these reports.
Still, France has been particularly outspoken in its opposition to disarmament by force. What do you think is the political calculation in France?
Well, long term, France has always favored a soft line on Iraq no matter what. It sabotaged the earlier inspections that might have prevented this crisis. Whatever is proposed, France wants to soften and delay. I think it stiffened its opposition recently and may have moved away from its longtime position of ultimately siding with the U.S. on this because it sees a very weak and divided Schroeder government in Germany, and it sees the option then of forming a European front against the United States with France on top. So in a way, France sees a way to defeat its two allies / enemies, the United States on one hand and Germany on the other, and it's rushing ahead.
So you think that the notion that France might in the end join up, is that slipping away?
I think it may be. And the other thing is, I think France was furious when Rumsfeld and others in the administration began to widen and celebrate the breach between, quote, old Europe and new Europe, because now it's looking to France as if the stakes in this crisis aren't just Iraq, where at the end of the day France might well have come along, but what kind of Europe are we going to have, and is the United States going to have a lot of political power in the EU? if that happens and the EU can't be, you know, the sort of French dream is that the EU will be a worldwide rival to the U.S. and balance it under French leadership. If that's off the table and the EU itself is going to be an American satellite, then this is kind of a first-rate strategic defeat for France, and I think they're willing to go to the mat over that.
Thanks very much. Walter Russell Mead is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. He's the author of Special Providence, American Foreign Policy, and How It Changed the World.